When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, the McCallum Theater is doing a tribute show honoring Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Who wouldn't love you? Oh, who wouldn't care? That's the name of this song.
You're so enchanting. People must stay.
She's gone, he's not. He lives here.
What a dream about. You're the breath of spring that lovers get about their meadow.
You like that, Brian?
I sure do. That is butter.
That's music we can understand the lyrics to.
Yeah, that's no fun. I like to try to guess what they're singing.
Oh, please.
Who wouldn't love you?
That's the name of it. Who wouldn't love you? And you know what's interesting? They sing in the same range, which is kind of unusual. which is why I never opened for the boy singers, because we didn't sing in the same range. We weren't going to appear together. Except I did open for Tony Bennett. That was a thrill. Although now he doesn't remember it, does he? Okay, Joey Pals, on this Monday, March 13th, we welcome your regular for the 158th week. He doesn't want me to do that anymore. Hi, Dr. Brian Hodgkins from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Oh, he's singing. Everybody sings on this show.
Yeah, we try. Okay. I opened once for Tony Bennett.
Oh, stop
it. I don't remember it.
No.
I opened the door for Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. This was at the Rooster Tail, which was a very famous nightclub in Detroit.
Wow.
In the probably 70s or early 80s, that was.
Wow, you got around.
If
you were in Detroit.
I was living there. Great sports town, great entertainment. I don't know how it is now. Haven't been back.
They chased you out.
I was asked to leave. Is there anything you want to tell us about health in the Coachella Valley or COVID? Or how about one of our Joey pals? I would have asked you in the next segment, but they wanted to know if natural immunity wasn't the right way to do it all along.
Natural immunity. Yeah, you know, that's actually a great question. That's a great question. So let me kind of go back to last night.
Okay.
Because this is important, because I was at Caltech last night, visiting Caltech, the scientists at Caltech.
Okay.
And one of the scientists is working on the Mosaic vaccine, which would be the next iteration of vaccine as a chassis, both for COVID, but it could be used for malaria. It could be used for anything. Yeah. So, and it's a way of your body literally using mRNA to produce something that looks like the virus. So it uses your own cells. Your own cells produce something that looks like the virus. And you just have to put the sticky parts on the cell membrane, which your body produces. And then your B cells do the rest. Now, the fascinating thing about that is these questions came up about natural immunity, hybrid immunity, did the vaccine work? So these are people that have just dedicated their lives into, you know, trying to make science work better for people, for their health and wellness. So that question is important because we had that dialogue. Look where we've come from, and we even talked about this last week. You know, we've had a million deaths here. We've had hundreds, literally 100 million plus infections, even those that have been vaccinated. So what they showed us last night in some of the data, which I think is important, is if you look at the mutation of the virus through time and the lethality of the virus through time.
What's that word?
Lethality.
I don't know that
The ability word. To cause mortality, to okay. kill people. It's dropped significantly from the Wu-1, which was the originating virus, through the Alpha, Delta, now the Omicron. This is changed really just through human immune system and through prodding with the vaccine. So it's kind of taken both to get where we're at today with a virus that is not as lethal. It's not killing as many people. People are still dying from it and getting sick. But the point is natural immunity does work, but we do know that natural immunity is not preventing people from getting infected by the next iteration of the virus. So it's possible to get infected every time the virus changes within 90 days or so.
Every 90 days, yeah, it morphs?
If you are exposed to another virus that has changed enough where your body recognizes pieces of it, you can still be infected. We've always said the vaccine doesn't prevent infection, but it does prevent deaths. And in fact, the data that I looked at last night, and this was fascinating, if you got just two shots and a booster, you have a 97 times less chance of dying from the virus from the beginning through the end right now. I'm talking the 158 weeks we're talking about. And the other interesting thing about this new possible chassis, I call it a vehicle for immunizing patients against all
kinds. The lethality. No.
Yeah, this is the Mosaic model, which
is
new. What they've only developed in the last, I would say, 5 to 6 months. It's getting a lot of buzz because it may even be able to be used in HIV-1. So this is the first time, you know, for these elusive infections that there's data on this. And we saw electromicrographs and electromicroscopy tomography that gave 3D images of the Omicron virus in the cell tissue releasing. Oh, I didn't know this, but one cell, infected cell, can release 1,000 other virons. So one cell, and that's why early on, when we were talking about coughing spreading, and now you could literally put together, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, why it was so easily spread. And the good news is they showed subtle changes through time of how the virus is iterated, morphed, and now, we have what we have.
You know what it reminds me of? The movie Outbreak, where show the Mutaba. Is that a real virus, the Mutaba, or did they make that up?
I'm sure they made that up.
Okay.
Would have been better had they called it at the time.
But I can pronounce that one. So anyway, they show how the virus has those little hairs on it. And it's interesting. There's also a movie called Contagion.
Yeah, have you seen that one? Of those, yeah.
Okay. And Contagion talks about a bat over in Asia starting an epidemic.
So I'll just put a final point on that.
Okay.
I think the hybrid immunity, so natural infection that you survive plus vaccination, does a couple things. It really improves the durability of your immune response. And the other thing about this Mosaic vaccine, it elicits such a high immune response. We saw the 6-month window, right? You get the shot, 6 months later you needed another one. This one gives 5 times higher immune, you know, so when we talk about latent immunity, this would last probably a year up to 2 years, at least from the run out, which means you would, if this vaccine worked, you'd only have to get it once every couple years. And we do know, just from data today from the CDC, FDA, we're not going to have a flu shot plus a COVID in one shot next season.
Okay.
We're just not there yet. So stay tuned.
Does natural immunity last forever?
Well, you have memory cells that live in the bone marrow that can secrete, immune antibodies against stuff like the measles.
Remember? Exactly, measles.
So the reason why the measles vaccine, one and done, when we say you get the series, and normally you have immunity for life, it may be that the measles slowly continues to express itself and divide in the body for long periods of time. And so these B cells and B memory cells that are in the bone marrow, they're kind of latent, but if they ever get exposed to it again, they never die.
You know what's a better example is chickenpox, because doesn't that stay dormant in your body becomes shingles?
Where they thought measles might slowly over time go away.
Right.
Probably, I would say, another vaccine that we know does it is...
polio?
No, polio is... We know that polio vaccine does work, mm-hmm. but people can get exposed to it again even after being immunized and get it. We know that most cases of polio are asymptomatic. The ones in New York that we talked about probably a month ago. But the HPV vaccine that we use as a cancer preventative strategy in young kids, boys and girls, that's another one that has durable immunity.
Papilloma. I can't say it. Say it. Human papillomavirus.
Yeah, so that one also has really extended, probably lifelong durability for protection.
See?
All that from Caltech, these geniuses there. Nerds. Nerd alert.
I know, but thank goodness.
Absolutely.
It's not political. It's just for the good of all of us. Scientific.
Amen, sister.
When we come back from the treasure chest, I'm going to ambush you.
Ambush me, good.
Yep. So we finished the conversation about national
immunity.
I would like that.
We're slowly getting there, too.
I tell you. Is it the same all over the world? Is it progressing or degressing at the same rate all over the world?
We're seeing suppressed new case rates worldwide. If there's any irony, there's been a slight increase in the western states and California over the last few weeks. But these are like, if you're just looking at numbers, you know, and you can't judge everything really just by the numbers and incidence and prevalence. You have to look at really, it's not changing the way we live, that's for sure.
Okay.
Which is, I think, is very positive.
Never to repeat itself. Okay.
Never.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you, and then we'll ambush Dr. Brian Hodgkin.